Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, I recently forgot to bring coffee to a table.
Oh, okay.
And they said to me, they go, did you forget our coffee? And I said, no, I'm brewing you a fresh pot.
Yeah, but at the same, you could be brewing the fresh pot and you forgot. I mean, you could double up on that.
Listen, maybe you should be a lawyer. Because nobody said if you could or couldn't. Of course, anything is possible, but it's not the truth.
True.
Now, hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. In this episode, lies.
Lies. Tell me lies.
Tell me sweet little lies. Lies that servers tell. We all lie in the service industry. Today's episode, we will reveal how servers lie just to have an easier time as possible. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Man, I tell you, no one lies more than servers.
Well, lawyers do.
I'm talking in the restaurant business. Is that true?
I don't know.
Do they just bend the truth?
What do we do? We just bend the truth.
That's true. I mean, when I said no one lies, I misspoke. No one in the service industry lies more than
Sure. Nobody else in the building lies more than us.
Yes. And I think that's because a lot of things fall on our shoulders.
Absolutely.
You know, so you know, we could take it from our guests. We could take it from the back of the house or whatever. So we just, we got our guard up and we would spit that lie out in quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yeah, you're right.
It's, you know, listen, hosts lie, the kitchen staff lies, but
I didn't get that tickets right in front of you.
But they more defend their work and their craft.
Absolutely.
So I would say, instead of saying the kitchen staff lies, they are defensive.
Yeah.
They're
more defensive than they are lying.
Yes.
So if they get scatterbrained or they miss something, they get very offensive, like they didn't do anything wrong. So
yeah, it's hard to nail them down. They're like, well, is this?
It's never their fault.
Never their fault, bro. Like, you try to get a chef, they're like, yo, never their fault. Well, you didn't tell the customer that it was gonna be.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah, they shift blame with like a ninja, bro.
Yeah, real fast.
And so what do we do now? What do we do as servers is that we build up this whole facade. Like, yeah. We are fake as AF.
I don't look at it that way. I mean,
how do you look at it?
Strong word, fake. Maybe more like acting or writing the part, but you're not, I don't feel like.
So we're Disney fake?
Yes.
So it's real, but it's not real?
Exactly.
You know, you go in, we paint the magic in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know,
that's our job.
We make it look like, that kind of like Vegas, right?
Yeah.
You see.
We make it look sexy.
You see the Eiffel Tower, and then you get up to it, you're like, man, my building's bigger than that.
Exactly.
But it looks sexy and real. Okay, so maybe we're not fake, but what we do is we build the illusion.
Yes, we are
We're illusionists.
Yes.
We're not fakists.
Exactly. Exactly. We are not just straight up giving you the BS. We're building something almost like the Matrix.
Okay.
To where you feel secure when you're inside of your bubble.
I like where
you're building that world around you.
Yeah, I like where you're at.
Makes you have that, you know,
that warm feeling.
Absolutely.
And we want to give it to you how you want it.
Yeah.
How
exactly.
Do you want it?
Exactly.
Do you want it funny? We'll be funny.
See that steak? Does it taste delicious? Your brain is telling you it tastes delicious. Okay. Just like that. Okay. We are giving them what they want.
Yes.
Even when they know it's real and it's not real.
I like it. See, you're being fake to me right now and I like it. I already feel good. I got a smile on my face.
See?
Good job. Good job, Poppy. Now, I recently forgot to bring coffee to a table.
Oh, okay.
And they said to me, they go, did you forget our coffee? And I said, no, I'm brewing you a fresh pot.
Yeah, but at the same, you could be brewing them a fresh pot and you forgot. I mean, you could double up on that.
Listen, maybe you should be a lawyer. Because nobody said if you could or couldn't. Of course, anything is possible, but it's not the truth.
True. Now, how many times have you straight up told them that and then had to go brew that fresh pot? So now you're like, instead of being behind, like the eight ball, like, you know, normally you already waited that 5 or 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I'm brewing you a fresh pot. It comes out your mouth like water.
No, but then it ain't for you just getting what you get.
And no, because you're running back there, but then you have to go back and think about it. You have to go make that fresh pot. Now you're an extra 5 minutes behind.
Then, but they're still expecting the fresh pot.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And now, like, listen, we lie so much that it's refreshing when we tell the truth. I've had tables like, that's very refreshing. Most servers would lie in that situation.
Yeah, that's why I try to tell the truth most of the time, because they love you for it in the end.
Okay, so I'm generalizing. Listen.
No, what you're not saying is wrong, though. We lie. It comes out like naturally. Yo, it's just like, yeah, like you said, you didn't even think about it. You didn't even blink. Oh, I'm brewing you a fresh pot. That was your automatic defense mechanism. And that gives you that few minutes to A, get them a cup of coffee, or B, brew a fresh pot if you have
to.
So it gives you time. So what you're doing is you're establishing that you didn't forget about the person. And at the same time, you're expanding your time limit.
Listen, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Our professional brain calculated so quickly that if I admitted to forgetting your cup of coffee, it will chip away at my credibility.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I will never lie to hurt you.
No. I'm here to secure you from yourself.
I want you to feel good.
Yeah, that's my job.
I want you to leave and say, oh, my server forgot to bring me my cup of coffee. I want you leaving saying, my server brewed me a fresh pot of coffee. He cares about me.
He does.
That's what I want. I lied for you.
You did. You gave them what they really needed in the end.
That sweet comfort feeling.
In the end, that's what they, it's almost like getting a happy ending. Okay? That's what they came there for, okay? They came for the happy ending. They want the fairy tale. They want to know that their experience went exactly the way it should have.
That's true. That's true. And that's what I
that's what you're providing. That's why we lie a little bit.
A lot of it. And now when I say a lot of it, it's not that every server lies all the time and a lot. I'm saying across serverhood.
Oh, yeah.
We have a bag of tricks of lies.
Yes.
That we will reach into at any moment.
Yeah. The classic. Like, let's say you forgot to bring something in.
Which happens all the time. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And so what are some of the tricks that you...
Oh, I'm so sorry. They grabbed one of your items and gave it to the wrong table. Yours is coming right out.
Man, that's diabolical. That is layered right there with so many... That's plausible.
Yeah.
Because
that could happen. That does happen.
That does happen. And it's so unique. You're a good liar, bro. Because most people will default to the printer went down, and then the guests will be like, sure, it did. You know, you're kicking it up levels.
Yeah.
You know, another one that we would do it's the
printer went down is classic though.
The printer went down,
especially when you send somebody else to the table. See, the key to the printer going down is it can't be you that said that. You have to send another coworker, say, hey, what did you guys have again? And you can, and you, and I, and what I do when I send people to the table for me, I give them a sheet of paper that has like that scribble line on it. Like when you go to the printer and you pull
you're
it up.
Painting the whole, oh, you're...
I paint the whole picture. Like it has like, and I'd be like, you can even show it, be like, see, the printer went down. What did you guys have?
Oh my gosh. Wow. 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 I think you need to lead this show because you have props.
Yeah. You go all in.
You're using
that.
Props.
Yeah.
You're sending a coworker. Yes. You're sending an accomplice.
Yeah.
With fake documents.
Absolutely. And this way they'll be like, okay, he's right. You know, and that's an extreme because you have to remember when that happens, when you don't remember an order and when you finally realize that it's a server, you're talking 15, 20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You're already at the back end of I fucked up.
Yes, you get that cold sweat.
Yeah.
You go from indignant to humble real fast.
You know how when you're like looking around and you're like, and you have a nice smooth rhythm, mm-hmm. and you're at your table and you're like, yeah, I got this great rhythm going. And you're like, man, everybody's got their food except for this one table. And then you go look.
No. You ready to march in the kitchen.
Yo, like what
you,
happened?
You're ready to puff your chest
where's
up.
Where's my ticket at?
Where
is my food?
Where's table 23?
Yes.
And then the experience in you says, before I kick that door in,
you got to go look.
Let me go check.
And then when you see there's only two drinks on there, oh. you're shameful. You in your mind, you're praying at that point. Like you, if they have an appetizer and you put that in and you didn't send the food yet, you've buffered yourself a little
bit. You buffered yourself because you gave them a little start. You gave them something to nibble on.
Oh, man. That's the key. Or even better, just run out of salad with some bread or something real quick. Be like, oh, the food's coming. We just want to make sure you have something in your stomach while you wait.
There you go. But listen, if it's just bone drinks there, and they've been waiting, so the next time they see you,
you're bad.
You better have their food.
You're at that point, you're hiding. You've already talked to your work wife or work husband, and you're like, yo, you keep an eye on my other tables. I can't come out the kitchen for a minute.
Yeah.
I have to be. I'm rushing this. I'm looking at my cook that I know will take care of me in the fastest possible moment. And he's got me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be in there for 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. You can't show up in that station.
You're not. Yo, you don't come back out till their food is out. Yeah. You'll help other people in the other BO. You'll go run food upstairs. You'll do whatever you have to do to not
be in that area.
Kitchen, but not be where you need to be at.
Yes. You can't bother the kitchen because you messed it up.
You messed it up. It's your fault.
So you gotta be so humble. You humble up yourself, okay? You slump your shoulders a little bit. You stick your neck out.
You hit him like,
chef, I fucked up.
Yes, yo, real fat, yo, hit him with that real like, they'd be like, oh man, yeah.
I don't know what happened. Now, that's one level of fucking up.
Yeah.
The other level is that you forgot. One is you forgot to ring it in. You know exactly what it was. Bang, bang. You can be like, you figure out. Yeah. And then you start making bargains.
Yes.
Dormammu, I come to bargain. Can I take this filet?
Oh, yeah. No, they got you, too.
And
especially if that's
that
your guy.
Linguine.
Be like, pull that off right now. If that's a medium one, I know it's supposed to be like, I know it's at like medium rare. Pull that, put another one on, put the thing on it. Let me get that.
You start orchestrating
pretty quick. Yeah. And you're good. You're good. You're in the kitchen like, what's going on over here right now? Let's see what's on the grill. Let's see what's on the flat top. What can I take immediately?
And then you save your bacon that way.
Yes.
Yes. You got props. I love it. Now, don't ask my backstory.
Okay.
You know, it's personal.
Who hurt you?
No, well, I mean, listen. There's a velvet wall here, okay? This is an illusion.
Yeah. So you're talking about the guest?
The guest.
Yes.
Don't ask me.
No, they don't need to know.
I'm going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I might be a pimp from Oakland.
Cowboys from Arizona.
You never know. We might have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
I love maple syrup.
I'm going to make some stuff up.
Exactly.
Because unless I like you. If I like you, I'm having that genuine connection.
Well, no, you can like somebody and still not tell them the truth. But like I said, the key, what you just said, is the genuine connection. Because most of your guests, unless they piss you off, you're not going to dislike them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for the most part, you're still running beside most of the time. It's just a matter of, like you said, it has to be a genuine connection. Mm-hmm. And with the genuine connection, it taps into the realness,
yeah,
not the fakeness.
Yes. Yes, it does. It can, because it's nice and refreshing when you have that genuine connection.
Yeah.
But when it's just like a doldrum ho hum, you know, how's the weather thing? Where are you from?
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time. Oh, so man. I'm getting to the quickest answer to get me out of here there. Without seeming short. But it's, well,
it's almost like you're looking around. Like you hit them with the, like you're looking at your other tables, like, so you can hit them with the, oh, do you need, and then,
yes,
even if nobody's saying anything, you put, yes, your hand up like, I got you.
You need to check on something,
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And I just roll
and
out.
And just gone, yeah. You go around the corner and you're just inside talking to your coworker. Looking at them through the window like, they're okay, good, good, good.
Kind of like when you say you'll check.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't checking.
You ain't checking.
You already know the answer.
Yeah.
Folks, your server knows the answer already.
95 to 100% of the time, we know.
I say 95. 95. Sometimes.
Because sometimes we have to check.
Sometimes we want to check.
Yeah, sometimes you want to check.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But most of the time.
Most of the time.
I mean, like, he ain't going to do that.
Yeah. If we know, and you've kind of already said it, when they're like, they kind of look at you like, I mean, I'll ask, but I'm pretty sure. That in their mind is, you ain't getting that.
Yeah. Okay. When they say, can you ask? If you go, can you ask? You know we ain't gonna ask.
Okay. If we already told you
we
no.
We done told you.
If we already told you no, the game's over. Now, if.
You ain't got a shot.
If there's something in there and we're like, you kind of look at them like, maybe, but let me double check.
No, we're not talking ingredients. You know, like a fine ingredient that you may not know if,
yeah,
something is built a certain way. We have to ask. We got to keep you safe.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about, like, you know, can you do the substitution? Can we do this weird thing?
No.
Do you want to build this for me?
No.
And then we tell you, you know, you'll have to, you know, take this and do that. We're here for you. We're telling you what
the right way to do it is.
Correct.
Okay, you're not doing XYZ for free. Okay, or XY getting that and we're doing this.
Free or not. Listen, we need a well-oiled machine. Okay.
We need to make sure it comes out the right way.
We need it to come. And we need, because you get those places that say, oh, I see you have this on the menu. So why don't you take these avocados and that arugula, put some tomato on it. No, we don't.
This ain't Billy Jones salad.
We can't pull that line to accommodate all, to stop making all these other things,
yeah,
so you can have your thing that some other restaurant makes.
Yeah, we don't make it like that restaurant. Go to that restaurant.
And then when you go, can you ask? I might as well just like look at you and say, I just did.
That was me telling you that the answer is no. And then there's times of year. Okay, so we can even get into that. Like,
okay.
So let's say like this time of the year for us, you might get away with something that we would not do for the rest of the
year. Because we have the time.
Because we have the time.
It's slow, yeah, in the summertime.
So, but don't be coming in here and you know you already waited 20 minutes for a table, okay, or whatever. Oh. Or if you waited at all.
Woo, and season's here.
For a table, okay. The answer that you got out of season is no. In season, okay.
Correct.
They say, well, they did it here before. Well, that wasn't today.
Yeah.
That you're not in the same restaurant.
We are flush right now.
Yeah, the game is over, okay.
Look around you.
Look around you. Be happy you have the table.
Yo, we're busy right now. Yo, when you want something special, before you ask, look around. If you waited for the table, the answer is most likely going to be no.
Absolutely.
Because we are humming right now.
If you're thinking, if you already in your head know, and you know what's funny is you ever get those guests that say, I'm going to be a pain. And they're not really a pain because what they ask is not a bad question.
They're not really a pain. Yeah, okay? Exactly.
Now, and then you have this other confident guest thinking they can have what they want. And you're like, nah, man, that ain't.
What are you talking about?
But I had it here before. After I tell you no and you say, but I had it here before, I've done this. I say, hey, so who, what, is that person here? Because I'm about to go wring his neck.
Yo, we got those Dr. Do the Most.
Oh, Do the Most.
Do the Most. It's like, I have gone up to servers.
I have to.
I go up to them and I say, listen,
this is
you're
how it
screwing it up for everybody.
I go, don't be doing that thing. I go, I have to go to people on a rec, especially like when you get newer people and you're in a restaurant for a long time and they're like, oh, can we? No.
You got
to
chop them down.
I'm like, no, we can't. But no, the answer is no, because when we're busy and you actually don't have the time to do it, I'm not running into that problem of, correct, I got it here before. Keep it consistent, and consistency will always win you over. Okay. This way, everybody in the building's on the same page.
Yes. If it's able to be done once, it's worth doing a million times. And if we struggle to do it once, you're screwing everyone up.
Absolutely.
You're being selfish because, listen, other people have to put themselves out on a limb. It's not to say that hearing what we're saying sounds like we're not doing the best for our guest. What's best for our guest is that they come into a well-oiled machine.
When you throw, that's like saying,
when you throw your nonsense, you're on an assembly line
and then you threw a tire in before you put the rotor on, okay? The machine just broke.
Correct. Like if we're building black cars today or this month, and then you say, well, we have red paint, why don't we stop the assembly line to put the red paint on the thing and a gear shift in an automatic? Everybody's going to be like, listen, I'm going to fuck you up. Okay?
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
We all got to stop now so you can get an extra 1%.
If that.
If that, maybe. Actually,
maybe.
So you can feel good about yourself. Stop your garbage.
Stop it.
I am going to kill you.
And when have you really ever gotten a special request that gave you an extra tip?
Sometimes, but it's those irritants at work that think that their job is to do the most and step on everybody else's toes and say, oh, why can't you do that? I work with a couple guys, man, and I can't even be next to them. I can't even hear them do it because I can't stop myself.
I'll hear them go in the kitchen and I'll, in front of the cook, be like, yo, just tell them no, okay? I'm going to tell them no for you right now. Tell your guests no. My kitchen's not making that.
And I'm not going to let you cheese off the chef.
Yeah.
And then all of us have our necks in the freaking guillotine
that. Then we're all out. Yo, then we're butt naked.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop it. Start rowing with the rest of us.
Backwards through a cornfield. That's what you just did to us. Come on. Be a team player.
Oh, that, and that's it. They're selfish.
Yes.
It's always those selfish, short-sighted people that think they can get away. There's nothing wrong with asking if you can do this. But no, they didn't ask if they could do it.
They assumed.
They assumed and they rang it in and they did it.
Yeah.
Now chef's got a cleaver looking for your ass.
Yes.
Like he's like, you servers. That's the issue too.
And that's what happened. It becomes you servers.
It becomes you servers.
And I'm looking like, what do you mean you servers?
Yeah. What do you mean you people? I will never do that.
Right?
Yo, I ask the most mundane things. Stuff that sometimes I know I could do because sometimes it changes on a different day. Like he's in a good mood today.
I'll
do it
myself if I have to, okay? Like
No, I'm not doing that. But you ever get the chef that's so moody that he'll do it for sure? Be like, oh, absolutely, no problem, every time. And then you do it the next time and it's a problem?
Eyes get all big.
Yeah.
And that's just because they're having a day.
They're having a day, which they're allowed to have the day. Absolutely. That's why I ask every time.
Every time.
Every time. Because it's a sliding scale. It's nebulous.
For sure.
It ain't clean cut. I mean, what's the last lie you told the kitchen?
I don't even remember. That's a great question. I don't know. Because I try to take care of my kitchen staff. We're pretty upfront.
That don't mean you're not taking care of them. But you're just taking care of you. Like, I lie in a quickness and be like, yo, the guests forgot what they ordered. I mean, they ordered it.
They ordered it.
But they must not have known what they ordered.
Oh, like no, when it hits the table, you have to bring something back?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo,
they're crazy.
They crazy.
Yo, she crazy.
Yo, that's exactly what she said. You know, my bad, yo, it ain't my fault, but it's my table.
It is your table. Now, don't ask your server if they've tried it. You're not going to know if they tried it or not. They're going to lie to you.
Yes. Most of the time.
All the time. When are you going to say, I never tried it?
Oh, never tried it? Like I said before. Like if new specials roll out every once in a while. And
you don't get to try them?
See, so that's what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
So let's say I work on a, let's say I work this Thursday lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the specials came out today. So for the next, you know, for today and tomorrow, they'll roll out the specials for the people to try them. But by Thursday, they're not going to roll them out every day for each individual employee. You know what I mean?
Not for each individual. So, okay, I see what you're saying.
When it comes out, I work on Thursday. I don't work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So when it, by the time it gets there, they've already had it rolled out. Not that they didn't make it, they made it. I just didn't get to try it. So when those kind of instances come along, they'd be like, oh, well, how's this? And I'll tell them straight to their face, I haven't had it yet, but everybody that's had it, and this, because this is my straight lie, I haven't had it yet, but everybody that's had it has enjoyed it. Whether okay. I know if they enjoyed it or not.
So you lie, you just didn't lie about that.
Exactly.
I didn't have sex with that woman, but I had sex with other guys.
I did.
Hey, man, I had sex with Katie, too. I see what you're saying. You lawyered him up.
Yeah.
You lawyered him up. Okay. Now, I've worked at a place where they will roll out the specials at a certain time.
Okay, and that makes sense.
But the not all servers came in at that time.
No, and that
They didn't wait till all the servers came in because we had staggered end times.
We do that at my job as well. We'll on a Friday, we'll roll out the specials for the weekend at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, because we're out of season, usually by 5 o'clock in season, 85 to 90% of the servers are there.
Okay.
You know, out of season, you have maybe 65. So still more than half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough to where, hey, because at that point, you can't wait till 6 o'clock because then you're in the middle of the, you know, you start to get in the middle of your things.
True.
So the latest we'll go is 5 o'clock. This way we have the time. But, you know, those people that come in later, they just come in later. It is what it is.
And they've never tried it.
They never tried it.
I tell them it's great.
It's phenomenal.
I enjoyed it. I tried it early. I enjoyed it.
It looked great.
And then sometimes I shift and I tell them the truth. I said, oh, I haven't tried it. Or I'll tell them, oh, we'll find out together.
Yeah. I like that.
You let me know how
it is. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. We'll find out together. That's good.
I do that sometimes. But I do it under the calculation of whether or not they will be receptive to that kind of honesty.
Absolutely.
You know, some people want to be lied to.
Yeah.
Oh. You want me to lie to you right now. You're asking me a ridiculous question.
Yes.
I will never incriminate myself.
You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. Okay.
That's right.
It's the illusion.
That's right. I that is right. And you ever speaking of ridiculous questions, you ever had people ask you to half this and half that? Like,
oh, yeah,
half Diet Coke, half Coke.
If that was even better, do you do a half a salad or a half a sandwich? I'm like, if we did, it would have been on the menu, wouldn't have. Okay, it's not there. We don't do that.
First of all, what is a half a sandwich?
That's something Panera came up with to mess up the business.
What'd they do with the other half?
Exactly.
You just like throwing away half a sandwiches?
Half a sandwich in the super, half a sandwich in a small salad, or a half a salad. Like, yo.
Half a sandwich?
Yes.
What is that?
That's just, it's, shh. And that was and it's funny because that was the very first place I ever saw it at was at Panera. Maybe, this is late 90s
mm-hmm.
as a kid.
So it's not a small sandwich. It's literally a full sandwich that's cut in half. So you made this entire sandwich. Now what you going to do with the rest of it?
So I don't know. I don't know if they make the entire sandwich, but when you get it, it looks like, so whether they just did one piece of bread and then they cut that one piece of bread in half and then they made it, like built it like that, but it looks legit like a half a sandwich. It's a half
a sandwich. Yeah, but okay. So I see where you're going with the bread. Then what you're just getting, like, straight triangular pieces of, like, ham and whatever the hell it's built out of?
Sounds like, yes.
That's Captain Dudemost right there. That's Dr. Dudemost.
Yeah. You never been to Panera?
It's not in my...
It's not in your repertoire. It's not in mine either.
It's not in my repertoire.
It's not in mine either.
It really is.
It's been years since I've been on a regular basis. But that was one of the first places I ever saw that. And then since then, things have evolved. Like, you go to mm-hmm. different places... Oh, you do the half? I'm like, nah.
No.
Give me a soup. I'll take the whole sandwich. If I don't finish it, I'll take it home.
That's my half.
Yeah.
That's my half right there.
That's the half I want for later.
Yeah. Stop being ridiculous. You know? Do you have a small? What? You think we're getting small and medium? Small salad, big salad? What? Just don't finish it.
Yeah.
It's okay not to finish it.
It's okay.
It's all this food. And take it home.
Now, to me, a side salad is different. Like, a side salad is just... It is what it is, a side salad. But don't be coming to me, I want a side Cobb or a side... Like, you know, once you have like a specialty salad and then they go...
And they want a small version of it?
No. We don't do that. That's an entree. Get that entree. Enjoy yourself. Just don't get that appetizer or whatever else. It's okay.
People are doing too much. They're trying to figure out
that. And what's so funny is when you do that, most places, it's almost the same size as the regular salad in the end.
Mm.
Like, I go to J Mark's and as much as I said I don't like it, they have a half salad and a half sandwich thing there, and I get it because the salad is massive and it's the bang for the buck.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I used to just get the side salad and the sandwich I wanted as well because it just made more sense. I would eat the salad, and if I only ate half of my sandwich, I'd take the sandwich home with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off like that, and I still like the side. I don't mind a side salad. I love a side salad. I like to have a nice little salad. Because you go somewhere, you want a little roughage, but you want your protein and your you know the.
Not me.
Well, you eat rabbit food.
Yeah, that's all. My salad is my meal.
See, exactly.
Yeah. I like it though, and I get it. Certain places like yesterday, I was at Scrap City,
mm-hmm.
and it's bar food.
Yeah,
they changed their menu. They had a salad heading with a bunch of different salads.
Oh wow!
They all had protein on them, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I found one that had the ingredients I like. I don't care. I do not care for romaine. And I do not care for iceberg.
Like mixed greens?
Mixed greens, yes. Arugulas. The darker the greens, the better for me. And as I went through it, there was one salad that has, I want to say, like cured salmon or smoked salmon. No, it had smoked salmon on it. That's the default. Man, I just chucked that thing off to the side, man. I'm particular about my smoked
salmon. But it had everything else on there that you liked.
It had everything else I wanted on there, and I tore that thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
Like almost like a salmon front squash kind of salad kind of thing.
What did you just say?
It's I'm saying it wrong. It's a French word.
Niçoise?
Yes.
Oh, no, it wasn't like a niçoise. A lot of places don't even, I'll get it when I see it, but most places don't
assemble. You know exactly the salad I'm talking about.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. I enjoy them. I had one at, when we went to Dada's.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a niçoise there. And it's a solid salad, and so let's get back to these lies.
Okay,
let's finish up.
Yeah.
Now, inevitably, you want to smooth things out when mm-hmm. things are going sideways, and of course you go, you know, nobody, your guests don't talk to the kitchen, so no. you be burning them down.
Yeah, quick, fast, in a hurry.
You're like, the kitchen's backed up.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, I've already been back there a couple of times. I am so sorry. It's coming. I promise you it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah. Even when they are backed up and then they say, where's my food? And I go, I'll check. I ain't checking because I know the deal.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a minute.
That's when you go look real quick. Like, did I bring that in? And if you did, you're good. You're like,
no, that's when you're solid, you rang it in.
Yeah, when you're solid, you rang it in, and you know that you're in the game, and it's just running, you just let it be.
Yeah, you just got to let it be. You just got to let them get to the.
Because what usually happens, as soon as they ask that question, your food runner is bringing that food to
the table.
He's
bringing it out.
95% of the time.
He's bringing it out, and you just like.
As you're walking, like, oh, see?
You raise your hands like you just scored the point.
Yes.
You know?
Boom. You're just like, we're in the game, baby. It's game time.
Why'd you open your mouth? Shouldn't have said nothing.
You know, when I'm out at a restaurant, it's funny, and it happens like clockwork for me.
Mm-hmm.
I go to, like, let's say if I know it's in my head, it's kind of running long. I just randomly go to the bathroom. And when I come back from the bathroom, my food's there usually.
Soon as somebody goes to the bathroom, boom. It's a glitch in the matrix.
Yes.
The food just appears.
Yes.
Very rarely, I usually go to the bathroom upon being seated.
Mm-hmm.
It's my routine because I wash my hands and then I'm good to go. So, you know, pee, wash my hands, I'm there.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen for me, usually. Now, with coffee now, I feel bad. Whenever we go to the Parrot, I kind of sheepishly go, oh, Johnny, you know, you feel like making me an espresso martini? Because he's assembling stuff, you know what I mean? He's like making it with love, and I feel bad, but it's so delicious, so he fucked up, he made it so good, you know what I mean? And then the worst part is, once he makes it and brings it to me.
Everybody else wants one.
Exactly.
No, that happens like clockwork.
Exactly. So, ooh, I'll have one of those.
That
and I'm
looks
like,
delicious.
Feel bad. I'm sorry. Now.
It's almost like that with like the, when you go to a good place that has like a good frozen drink, like a Miami Vice, and you know that's a pain in the ass to make, okay? You know it is, okay? But.
I've never had one. I won't bring myself to doing it.
Okay, whether you do or not, let's as a server.
Yes.
You know how when it hits the table.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
When anything good looking hits the table and in the restaurant people see it, they go, it's like automatic. Oh, what's that? Can I get, you know, it starts the chain reaction.
It does, because what I do is I hold it in my hand, I shield it with my tray so that at least walking through the restaurant, I'm not advertising it.
Yes.
And then I shield it with my body and I place it on the table. Now your liability is only to the adjacent tables if they're nosy looking over. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's the last one. Yes. It don't matter what it is. It's the last one. I do that with cappuccinos.
Oh, yeah.
I am not walking a cappuccino through my entire section.
You know what's great? Well, do you still have the glass cups for cappuccino?
I stopped using them.
Okay, see, exactly. We have Lavazza cups now. Remember, we used to have glass cups when you were...
You're talking to ceramics.
Yes.
Yes.
Now you can't see in the cup. I love that because they don't know if it's coffee or cappuccino.
Correct.
So it's the best thing ever. So now I don't mind. But before, remember we used to
with
make
glass,
it
all... With glass,
bro. Oh, with the meringue and it looked all pretty.
The meringue. You are ridiculous. I'll allow it.
Yeah, and I'll be like... What are you guys doing, yo?
Yeah.
Shike was famous for the meringue on the him and Green, yo, would come through.
And I tell him, I look him dead in the face. You better walk around.
Yo.
Don't walk through my station with that.
Don't
walk
through my.
Walk around.
If my station asks for it, you're making it. Just remember, I told you.
Remember, I told you.
You are making because it would come out looking like a Mr. Softy ice cream cone,
dude.
With the cinnamon on it. I'm like, what are you guys?
It looked
doing?
Like a white hat was sitting on top. And I'd be like, yo, go out the door, go through on the street, walk through to go to your section. Because do not walk by because somebody's going to ask me for that.
Yes.
And they're going to be disappointed.
It looked like a treasure troll. Okay. Yes. It looked like a delicious looking treasure troll. Like the hair would be all. I'd be like,
yo, get your good looking cappuccino out of here.
Because my guest ain't getting that one. Okay.
You ever lie to somebody and then somebody walks by with the very item?
No.
They'd be like, oh, the cappuccino. And he was like,
bread, all the
with
time.
Bread.
Oh, and he was having me all the time.
Why? Were you telling me out of bread?
I don't even say anything about bread.
I feel like it's impossible to get because people just they want the bread. The bread makes them feel good, and I give up. I don't fight them on that. Like just bring them the bread. Just bring it to them.
I mean, I do, but it sometimes it just hurts your soul.
Really.
No, at lunch, not at dinner. At dinner, it's part of service. Okay, but
at lunch, I ain't bringing you no
exactly.
Bread.
And then you get those, what do we call them? The overachievers that, oh, I can't. No.
The people that drink their overachiever juice right before they come to work.
And then they'll walk right in and be like, oh, the tip's like, well, what is that? I'm like, you want to just ring that person's neck. Because you know, we all know that at lunch, we don't have bread. That bread is actually made for dinner. It's not supposed to even be there. It's invisible. Looks like it's invisible, okay? You know, we all know that bread's invisible. And they go, well, why don't, you know, well, I charge them for it. I go, because at dinner, we don't charge them for it. So why would you even
It's a high price
option?
Point. And the fuck you need bread with your sandwich
exactly.
for?
Exactly. You're eating bread already. How many carbs do you need? You already don't need to eat the bread with your sandwich.
Yes. Exactly. Like, stop it. It's not dinner service. I tell them, it's that bread is served with dinner service.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
You want to shell out $5 for the bread? I'll give it to you. Cash.
Cash.
Get out of here with your nonsense. Stop it.
What else you got for us before we wrap this thing up?
I was gonna bitch about people with the decaf.
Okay, let it go.
You know, are you sure it's decaf? I'm sure it's coffee.
Wait,
I am not sure if it's decaf.
Somebody actually said that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure
it's decaf?
It's decaf.
Yeah.
All right, people. So here's the real insider information. It's all decaf. No.
Default on decaf.
At the end of the night, okay.
When we're breaking down.
It's all decaf.
We're tossing out the regular.
Yes.
so we only have one pot to clean.
Exactly.
We're not. We're gonna kind of keep you safe, maybe.
Yeah.
But chances of you getting regular later is slim to none.
Just get at that point, get an espresso if you really want the real deal.
The espresso machine is down though.
It's just the pod. You push the button. I think the espresso is cleaner than... No, that's why I said espresso, not a cappuccino.
Yo, that's the thing. The espresso machine is connected to the cappuccino steamer.
That part's
They're
already...
They're not two different things.
I already turned it off.
That's why it's down.
That part's already off.
Okay, picture this. This is how we're going to leave you on this. This is how it happens. This is why you get caught with the cappuccino and I don't. You'd be like, you want espresso? And you go, espresso? And they say, yes. And you're like, yes, we have an espresso. And you're thinking you just put the pot in and put press
That's
the
all
button.
I got.
The person next to him, though.
No.
Oh, I'll have a cappuccino.
We don't have that.
You screwed up.
Yeah, we don't.
You fucked up.
Why?
How you going to have that and not that?
Because we don't.
Because why?
Because the steam is gone.
The steam
has already been there.
Listen to yourself.
The steam is gone. They already broke it down. I can make you an espresso, but that's all I can make.
Yeah, but if you're telling them they break it down, they don't know what break it down means.
They've all been to McDonald's.
Bring it back up.
Everybody has gotten the you can't have a milkshake from McDonald's or the ice cream machine is broken down from McDonald's. I don't care what age bracket you're in. I remember getting it at the very youngest of ages, okay? Oh, you're so cute, but no, we already broke down the ice cream machine. It's broken down. They're cleaning it. It's running through clean. It's cleaning. The chemicals are already in it.
I guess so. I got to add that to my bag then.
We've ran a chemical solution. I'm not going to do that to you. You don't want that.
I like to lie with the least amount of words. Okay?
We were talking about my lies have layers. Props. You know, I need to make sure it's 80% truth. So I'll even run over there and make sure, put a little cups on there with the thing on it, like, oh, see, it's in a solution. Just in case they walk by and see it. It's just soda water, but you know, it's okay.
I'm more of like, you lied to me. I'm like, and?
Here, give me that chicken wing.
I did. I'll end on this story for you. I did tell the truth. My first restaurant job was I was a line cook. And then I went obviously front of the house. Two ladies had an appetizer, and the appetizer was wings.
Mm-hmm.
I had eaten one of their wings on the way to the table. I was starving. I popped one in my mouth, bang, chucked it in the garbage, placed it on the table, and then rolled through. Now I'm pre-bussing the table. And I take the basket of the wings away, and I get two steps out, and the lady goes, excuse me, Marlon. And I turn around. She's like, she said, I have a question. I said, yeah. She said, my friend had five wings.
You had four.
And I had four. She said, what happened to the other wing?
You told him straight up you ate it?
No. And then she goes, did you eat it? I go, yeah. I ate it. And then she goes, okay. And then I walked away. I was like, wow.
That worked.
Because I couldn't think of a lie. If she had just asked me what happened to the wing.
Oh, you'd have came up with something.
I would have came up with something. But she caught me.
She caught you.
Because I could have came up with it must have fell out, or the kitchen, they don't count them wrong, yeah, or whatever. But she caught me with the, did you eat it?
No. She put you right on the spot with the truth.
With the truth. And the truth shall set you free.
Yeah, I ate that. It was delicious.
I should have hit it with a, I have more sense than to eat your wing. Yeah, I ate your wing. This was fun. Thank you for tuning in. We do this for you each and every week. We are very happy to do so. We are growing. If you enjoy the show, please, one way that you can support us is to pass it on to a friend.
Yes.
Tell them that you listened to the Modern Waiter podcast and it was pretty cool. Yes. Also, we are part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-related podcasts. Why are you laughing at me? Do you want to do this?
No, keep doing it.
Okay, then.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because
I laugh. I'm a jovial person. I laugh, okay?
Jovial person. You're a happy juvenile. That's what a juvenile is.
Got to stay young. Keep it classy, San Diego.
The other podcasts are...
The Ghost of Sidework.
Sidework Podcast.
Okay.
Copper and Heat.
Yes. In Your Mouth.
You love that one.
In Your Mouth. The Macaroni Zone.
And Confessions of a Server.
With our man, Quaylen.
That's right. Check them out. Tell us how, if you do
I
check
wonder
it
if
out.
He just says that on the show. He should say, with your man, Quaylen. I don't know if, I mean, does he say that in the beginning? That'd be cool.
Of his show?
Yeah.
Maybe, I think he maybe. Uses your boy all
okay.
the time.
Okay, that's
you know,
okay. Then. I'm
your
okay
boy, Kip Quaylen. Okay. That's his. And I should tune into a little bit more of his show. In fact, maybe we should do a collab.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we've had him on the show.
We've had him on the show.
And this is before he did a show.
This is before he did a show. We got him early.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him early. We got, what's his name also? Drew Talbert.
Yeah.
He was on the show early.
I had a coworker who listens to the show and she goes, there's this funny guy on IG. He makes all these things. And she said his name. I said, oh yeah, he's been on the show. She goes, what? I go, yeah. She goes, oh man, I got to go back and listen to that one. I was like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Why not? Yes, 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 and let's wrap this up. How do we wrap this up?
Huh? Tell them who you are. Tell them the IG.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Reach out. Tell us the lies you be telling.
Exactly.
And
we also coming up. We're doing our thing. Do we set that up yet?
What's that?
We want to for the third year anniversary.
The anniversary we didn't figure it out yet.
Okay.
But we will.
But we're going to talk because I want to kind of introduce them while we're doing as they're coming along, so they know where to go and talk to things about it later on.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because we were talking about what we were talking about. So we'll finalize those steps, and then we'll start giving information as we go along.
Boom. Now, I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter. If you do want to reach out to me, show ideas, tell us about the times that you lie. If you want to do it, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at the Modern Waiter Podcast. You can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Ain't no fucking around, boy. Them dirty VA cats be getting down. Ain't no fucking around, boy. Them dirty VA cats be getting down. Ain't no fucking around, boy. Them dirty VA cats be getting down.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.